Yes, it's time to talk politics. Eh, not really politics, city stuff and county stuff. I just remembered that our guest is not only the 13th District Alder for the city of Racine, she's also the County Board Supervisor for District 2. Do those districts overlap? Renee Kelly is here.
Good morning.
Do they overlap at all?
A little bit, yes. So my county district is actually, it spans over four different aldermanic districts. And actually mine is the smallest slice of the pie. And then I have district, Alder Land, Alder Davis, and I believe it was Alder Jones's old district, so Townsend. So
wow. How do you keep everything straight in your head? I mean, I got enough to do with just one radio station. How do you keep all these straight in your noggin?
It's a lot, but, you know.
And then on top of this, you work for the village of Union Grove.
I do, yes.
Oh, I couldn't keep it straight. I can't keep this place straight in the morning. I don't know how you're going to keep all that straight. Yeah. All right, so what's the difference between county government and city government?
Ooh, that's a lot.
Because if everything overlapped, and they do overlap with all, what does the county do that the city can't and vice versa?
The county offers a lot more services. So they're, you know, like the joint dispatch center, you know, you have the sheriff's office, you have the health and human services. So there's a lot more resources. And you know, I was glad that I actually, you know, stepped up and took that position because, you know, there was a lot of resources and things available that I wasn't aware of, you know, just sitting in my city seat, because you're just a little bit more micro level at the city, and, you know, the county's a little more macro. So if that's a good analogy for you this early in the morning.
I had the county executive in here, and he didn't explain it that well either. Because it's confusing to people. Who do you,
it is.
Who do you complain to? All right, I got a pothole. Do I complain to the county? I'm complaining to the city?
So if it's something that's like a county road, then I would send it to the public works, you know, for their streets department. If it's a city road and it's like in another aldermanic district and it's not mine, I'll usually notify the alderman and then, you know, whatever department the issue is in, or try to give them some resources to help them with their issue.
Well, I live on Main Street, a.k.a. the Great Lakes Dragaway.
Yes.
I don't know if this is just new to cars, but they got this new noise on the mufflers, and they're like sputtering. They go, coming down and loud.
Yeah, annoying.
And it's annoying, especially when it's at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's annoying because, unfortunately, my bedroom window is near Main Street, so I can hear it. And they just don't care. I see them drag racing on the street.
Do you think if we remove the stoplights and put stop signs in place of that, it would help?
I'll tell you why I don't trust stop signs. Because we have a stop sign right here on Victory Avenue in front of this radio station on the corner. And I go out every half hour to get some fresh air. They just blow the stop sign. They don't care. Especially if it's like 5:30 in the morning, they don't care. Because if it's early, no one's here.
Right.
Some people make an attempt to stop. I see the brake lights, but they don't stop at all. And some people just go right through it. And it's not a four-way stop. So do I think stop signs it up? No, it's not going to happen.
I see people doing that at the lights, too. So,
oh, yeah.
So yesterday, matter of fact, on my way home from the county building, I was like, oh, my gosh, these people are, like, full-on running the red light. I just, you know, so I always tell, like, my son's a new driver. And I told him, hey, son, I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about the
other
people
on the road.
So, yeah.
And I passed a red light the other day, but I had no choice. I was coming to work. It was 5:20 in the morning, and it went through two cycles, and it wasn't giving me the green light. And then it started to, and I said, it's not going to go again. I mean, I got to move. I got eight cars behind me. So I went slow. There were no other cars around. It was 5:20 in the morning. And I went slowly through it, and then I looked in the rearview mirror. It went through a third cycle without turning green. And I figured, whew, now I'm going to get an all-points bulletin. Excuse me, we got an all-points bulletin for the Chevy out on the street. He's passing a red light. And that's what I thought was going to happen. I'm like, all day, I'm like looking around me to see if anybody's...
That's when I would start inching my car up. Maybe I got to like set it off or something.
Well, eight cars behind me, and I can see they're getting impatient because they keep moving a little forward.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's go already. And there are other cars that followed me through the red line. What are you going to do?
Right.
I mean, you can't sit there forever. So yeah. Anyway, let's talk about some of the things you have on your list here, because I don't want to.
Sure.
Enough with my loud cars and people passing stop signs. Let's talk about alternate side of the street parking, because I know it doesn't feel like it today. It does, but winter's coming.
Correct.
When it's 81 degrees outside, winter's not coming this year.
Right. So alternate street parking is not just for the winter, just for the people that have this misconception. So it's always important to read the fine print when you're looking things up online. It is all year round.
On Main Street it is by me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it is depends on the day of the week, but it's more enforced, obviously, during the snow season. And then if we have an emergency, snow situation, then you have to park accordingly. But I think the problem and a lot of the complaints I'm getting is I got a ticket, and I'm like, well, were you parked on that the wrong side of the street? It was my first question. But I think people got complacent because during COVID a lot of the things weren't being enforced, and then we had lost 71 officers in 21, so we didn't have the staffing level to enforce those things. So now that we have the staff in order to do that, people are like, oh my gosh, I'm getting tickets all of the sudden. Well, you would have been getting it all along, but the enforcement component wasn't there. So the rule hasn't changed. Alternate street parking is enforced all year round, especially on the weekdays, not during the snow season. So all that information can be found on the city website.
And it also helps, and this is on your thing too here, the street sweepers, because they need you off the street on that side to sweep
Correct.
The streets, or they got to go around you.
Right.
And it just makes your job more difficult.
Yes. And so I have complaints that people say that their street isn't being sweeped. So I guess that goes to what the point you just made is, are the people alternate street parking so they can get through? And I see the street sweeper multiple times a week. So I know it's there on my travels, whether I'm taking my daughter to school or I'm heading to work. I can see the lines where they've been. So I know that they're out in my district. I've, driven around in the morning in my area just to prove the point that I know that they're out there. Now, as far as street sweeping the alleys, I don't think they do that anymore, but that's more of a technical question for DPW, because I've gotten that question as well. But they are out there. It's just, are you awake at the time they're sweeping?
And what word is written on every truck? Every single, look at your eyes opened up on that one. That means you're trying to think.
Stay back.
The word Elgin.
Elgin.
Because they're made in Elgin, Illinois.
Oh.
And one of our announcers here is from Elgin, Illinois, and he's okay. He loves street sweepers because that was the big industry making Elgin street sweepers. So next time you see a truck, you'll see the word Elgin.
Okay.
On the freight face.
I will
take
a look at 4 look in the morning.
You come here and you think you're not going to learn anything in this interview, and you're leaving with this vast knowledge.
That's right.
And we have a double barrel shot here this morning. We've got not only a county board supervisor from District 2, we've got a Racine Alder from District 13. Ooh, 13. I don't like that number. Could you change it? it's like in buildings in Manhattan, they don't have a 13th floor. They do that for a reason. All right, District 13, Alder Renee Kelly is here. Do you want to be county board supervisor Renee Kelly or Alder Kelly, or it doesn't matter?
Just Renee.
Renee, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Boy, what a cheery person you are. That's good. Good, because I'm not.
We're so early this morning.
I'm kind of a curmudgeon. Now, we wanted to talk about the light poles in town. And you told me something I didn't know, that some are owned by the city, some are owned by We Energies. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now, I noticed they're putting up new poles lately, because I see these giant buckets going up in the sky, which I would never in. I don't care if they offer me the king's ransom. I wouldn't go up in those buckets.
Mm-mm.
And these guys are holding the poles steady. They're putting the wires up there.
No, thank you.
Yeah, right. So what's going on with the poles? Now, you say it's this time of year we start noticing problems.
Yeah, because it's dark earlier. So I actually put out on my Facebook page a while back, and I try to kind of bring that, you know, unearth that post and put it up and pin it on my page for the city and county. So we have We Energies and city polls. So, you know, when people start noticing that, I start getting emails and calls regarding that. When I'm driving around, I also try to pick up on, you know, the location and report them myself. But people can actually self-report these. So if you see a city pole, which would be metal or concrete based, you can go on the city's website and report that outage. If it is a We Energies pole, which is a wooden pole, which actually has a little metal number tag on it, you can actually go on the We Energies and self-report that. Or you could just call your alderman if you miss them and, you know, tell them that your light pole is out.
See, my alderman's David Mack.
Oh, I love David.
Yeah. Hey, Mack, get down here. I complain to him a lot. And also Melissa Caprilli and I complain to a lot. Now I'll complain to you about it. The manhole covers.
Oh, yeah.
There is one on Main Street before you get to, it's between High and Gould. I think that's where it is. She's writing it down. Mm-hmm. Between High and Gould on Main Street. Now, my wife and I are going to go out with a tape measure when there's no traffic. And we're going to see how deep below the street this manhole is. When I hit it, I can swear the axle's breaking. My next door neighbor complains to me the other day. Next time you get one of those older people in there, I want you to tell them about that manhole cover. It's a killer. It's an axle killer. It must be about 2 inches or more below the street level. Now, we're going out there with a tape measure, and I'm going to film it.
Okay.
And take pictures of it.
I want to know what that is, because actually we had this discussion in our leadership meeting at work yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were talking about some of the manhole covers and street areas that they were, redoing. And the water guy was telling us about, you know, how they were technical stuff that was way above my pay grade. You know, it was like, oh, we got to take the ring and do this and that. And so I was like, oh, I got to ask him about these manhole covers in Racine. You know, it was on the back of my mind.
But I was with this chronic complainer the other day. He works for WRJM. I won't mention his name in the morning. Yeah. But he's a chronic complainer.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and I don't think about it until I hit it. And boom, and it feels like the axle's going to break on the car.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for a long time, ever since they redid the street. I don't know how it gets so... And there were some that are below a little bit, and boom, you hit a little bit. This one is really bad. And it's right in the way of your tires. Now, you can avoid it, and that means you're going into the right lane, or you're going across the double yellow line. You could do that, and maybe take the chance you're not going to have a head-on collision. Or you can hit the manhole cover.
The one that I remember most frequently is Northwestern Avenue. So if you're heading towards, like, into town, it's on that in that right-hand lane there. So I always avoid it, and that's why I'm like, I don't want to hit it, because it does that. It's a huge impact. It's like, da-dung.
Yeah, and it feels like, oh, my goodness, the whole axle just... I'm going to go crashing into a building any second now.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on with the construction in this town?
It's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, it's all across America. Construction is everywhere. And they would say there's two seasons, winter and construction.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, I also serve on the Racine Zoo board.
Because it's been closed there for a while.
So it took me from West Racine to the north side, no lie, with all of the different areas that are all chopped up, not just that area. It took me 20 minutes to get to that meeting. It was like can't go this way. Got to take this detour around, you know,
got to take Erie all the way up to Augusta. Then in Augusta, you got to go up to English. Yep, make a left, go back to Erie.
It was so crazy. I got there. I was like sweating profusely. I was like, do you know what it took for me to get to this meeting? It was so crazy.
I know. And yet I don't see anybody working at these construction sites. I see barrels everywhere. I don't see a human being doing anything.
Right.
Look at her eyes open.
Yes.
where are these people? They put the barrels out, but I never see anybody working.
Right. I can't wait till Green Bay Road is done.
I want to wait till Main Street's done. Because when I take Main Street up to 3 Mile or 4, I got to go all around the Mulberry Bush. I said to my wife, zigzagging my way up up to the post office.
Yeah, and if you don't know, if you're not on the north side, I'm not on the north side anymore often. It's confusing. You don't know where to go. I'm like, I don't even know how to get there. There's no road map.
Well, all of a sudden, you're up in the Upper Peninsula. How did I get up here? Did I make a wrong turn? Did I miss something? All right, let's talk about. We got about 2 minutes here. Let's talk real about the budget. Now, the budget's going. The process going on with the county now. When is it going to be with the city? Next week?
So I deal with three municipal budgets.
Oh,
so
yeah, you got the Union Grove. Yeah,
I just presented our budget at Union Grove on Monday to the Finance Committee. Monday this next week, I'll be presenting to the full board. And then on the county side, last night was the county executive's budget presentation. And then our budget meetings start next Tuesday for three nights in a row. And then the following week, the city budget starts. So it's a large juggling act to try to juggle it all and try to figure it all out. Each one is totally unique from the other. You know, Union Grove's numbers are a lot smaller, obviously. The city's numbers are much larger, but then you look at the county and the numbers are even, you know, substantially larger. So it's I know what to look for, though, that being that I've been in it. And so I know that a lot of the county board supervisors last night after the meeting were like, I saw you over there the minute you got your book. You're like, highlighters, sticky notes.
See,
are out.
You like numbers.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so you like numbers. When I do my checkbook, if I'm two pennies away from balancing it, I got to find those two pennies. I mean, I'm not going to sleep at night. And I'll get up in the middle of the night. My wife was like, what are you turning on the light for? I got to find that 2 cents. I got to do it now or I'm not going to sleep. And it's usually something I was sloppy and you couldn't read my writing. That's it. Instead of a, you know, 9, I wrote a 7 and it was just sloppy. So I'll find the 2 cents. But I got to find it.
Correct.
And because, you know, math makes perfect sense. There's no, you know, when people say, well, it doesn't make sense. Math makes perfect sense because numbers don't lie.
Correct.
I mean, they do what they do.
So one of the misconceptions, you know, that I've learned about government is the staff assembles the budget, right? And then it's approved by whomever the head is, a county executive or the mayor or whom or the village administrator. And then it goes to the board or the council or, you know, whichever entity you're in. And at that point, it's our budget. Right. So we determine what happens to that budget. We can amend certain things. You know, this is a suggestion. So it's not, you know, the mayor's budget. It's not the county executive. They formulate that. They put a lot of work into it. And I know that because of the months it took me to put my own budget together. And so I don't take that lightly. I know that there's a lot of work and time invested into that. But at the end of the day, if things don't look right and there's too much in there, I call it too much fat. You know,
you're talking about me again. Oh, no, that's the budget.
It's our job to, you know, right size the ship and make sure that things are, you know, being done correctly. And we're not raising taxes or service fees or whatever it is that's embedded in there. I would like to see all budgets go back to pre-pandemic levels. And, you know, if you look at things over a 5-year period, you can see that all three, you know, budgets that I've kind of touched have substantially increased. So, you know, how do we get back to that? What do we need to do? That's the bigger question.
How do you find time to watch Dateline reruns on TV when you're doing all this?
I don't have cable, so I don't.
Well, Dateline's not, it's on regular TV.
I am amused by, like, the police dog videos, the Malinois videos, you know, things like that. I'm a nerd. I like the AI videos. I think they're funny.
The two dogs in front of the microphones talking away. I like those, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we got a great smile.
Thank you.
Kelly is here with us. She is not only an alder for the city of Racine in the 13th District, she's also a supervisor for the county in District Number 2. Before she leaves, Renee Kelly, I want you to tell us about October because this is important. I didn't want to miss on this.
Absolutely. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So to me, that's really important. I have my mom and my aunt who both went through breast cancer, and recently, unfortunately, I was diagnosed with breast cancer as well. So it's really important to get those checks. I know I come across women that haven't gone in a couple years, and that's so concerning to me. So it is so important to get your routine checks and just to, you know, make sure that, you know, everything is good.
So. Yeah. And I told you my mother had breast cancer and they thought this was it. That was 1968. She lived until 2020.
They've come so far. Yeah. Even just over, you know, I mean, it's always, they're always evolving, always finding new things, even in the last couple years, even this year. I mean, it's just an amazing thing that they're always finding, you know, new ways to combat it. So,
you know, what's going to be amazing, not during our lifetime, but sometime way in the future, it's going to be like, oh, really? You got breast cancer? Here, take these two pills. You'll be fine by the morning.
Oh,
isn't that going to be great?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, if you go back 150 years and they say we'll be riding around on four wheels with a car, what are you talking about? The horse. That's what you got to worry about.
Yeah.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I see good thing. I see long life.
Aw,
besides
you.
The budgets, we need you to do the numbers.
We got to get through this budget.
You got to do the budget. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Renee.
All right.
So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And get your checkups. And by the way, guys can get breast cancer too.
That is correct. Yes.
They don't think about that. They can. It's not as prevalent as, you know, women, but as women, but yeah, take care of yourself.
All
Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.